Well, we are now 9 days away from the start of what they're calling sequester budget cuts. And some members of Congress are actually working very hard behind the scenes trying to protect their turf, their district from being cut. Joining us live is Rachel Smolkin, the deputy managing editor for Politico. It's always interesting when it comes to cuts here, Rachel. Everyone likes them in somebody else's district.
That's right, and this is a great reminder of why it's been just so hard to tame that huge federal deficit, because it's bad spending when it's in Washington. But if you're protecting a program back home that everybody loves, then it's great federal spending, and the federal government is there to help you and your neighbors. So this is a perfect illustration of why this is just so complicated in Washington.
Of course, for our local delegation, they are protecting back home.
Well, that's right, and the local delegation has a lot to lose because Washington, which has not been that hard hit by the recession, at least not as hard hit as many other areas in the country, really does stand to lose here. Defense contractors, for example, could be very affected. This whole region could be particularly hard hit, and President Obama held an event yesterday where he tried to turn the heat up on Republicans, saying that we have to stop the sequester or first responders could be hurt, emergency responders. Certainly, this area could be particularly impacted.
You know, interesting comments from Lindsey Graham in a conversation the South Carolina Republican had with Politico. He made a comparison to the base reduction and closure commission, and he said everybody was going crazy to make sure that their base was not on the list. Then, in turning to what's going on with sequestration, he described it this way. He said, it's BRAC on steroids.
That's right. I mean, he has been a particular critic of the sequester, and he said he's almost relishing these moments when all these guys who have been talking so tough say, can you help me with my base? So, I mean, there was an interesting piece in Politico that my colleague Scott Wong did looking at this issue of the local cuts. You know, some lawmakers feel like we've entered such a round of finger-pointing in Washington that there's no stopping sequester, and the only thing they can salvage from this is maybe finding some wiggle room to save a few programs back home, whether that's a base or another kind of local program. Now, OMB officials have said the sequester will take everybody equally. The cost will take effect equally, but that hasn't stopped them from trying.
Rachel, do we know how this will affect congressional staffers? Will members have to lay off or furlough their own staff?
That's a possibility. I mean, there are a lot of people who could get furloughed. Again, the president highlighted emergency responders yesterday. He talked in particular about FBI agents, about firefighters, about teachers. He talked about Head Start kids not being able to be in the programs that they need. But then lawmakers as well have to start getting ready for the very real possibility of layoffs and of salary cuts for their own staff.
You know, Rachel, it's so hard to figure out what the truth is here. You know, I almost feel like you have to triangulate to come up with some kind of way to figure it out. Some say this is going to be just awful. Some say we may not even notice anything. What is the truth? Do we know?
That's right. I mean, there are furloughs that could take effect immediately. Remember, these are cuts that take effect in total over a decade. So some things will take a while longer to play out, which is one of the reasons you're hearing very different views from the president and, say, Rand Paul, who said this is all going to be a yawn. Truth probably somewhere in the middle, and it's possible that the sequester will take effect, and then they'll find some way to redo, undo, to take care of it. We have a couple other budget fights coming up in Washington, the continuing resolution, and that debt ceiling debate that we've kicked down the road possibly until summer is still looming out there.
Oh boy. Thanks, Rachel. Good to talk to you this morning.
Take care.
Rachel Smolkin is deputy managing editor for Politico.